Now I guess we wait a while, huh? Asked Megan. Tomorrow, said Mrs. Peppertoes mysteriously, with a faraway look in her big bulgy eyes, the new Peppertoes will be here tomorrow. Megan couldn't understand how plants could grow overnight, but then she remembered that she was dreaming, and anything was possible. But when Megan woke up the next morning, she realized that what happened the night before was real. There was a crowd gathered in her backyard, and there was much commotion. Megan hurried outside to see what all the fuss was about. "Simply astonishing!" shouted one lady looking at Megan's garden. "Unbelievable!" cried out a man wearing a big straw hat and carrying a clipboard. Megan pushed through the crowd to see what everyone was looking at, and she stopped dead in her tracks. There, in her formerly bare patch of land, was a crop of Peppertoes dolls. Last night was real. Megan got a shiver, even though the day was already quite hot. "And here's our little gardening prodigy," announced Megan's mother, who put her arm around Megan proudly. She was squeezing Megan a bit too hard and smiling a bit too much.
Mom, who are these people?" asked Megan.
"Why, the town gardening council, of course, dear," said Megan's mother, smiling as she spoke. "They heard about your fascinating plants and raced over to see them." Megan wondered how the gardening council found out about her Peppertoes plants. Perhaps her mother? Did Morgan tip them off? Or was it someone else? Someone small and red with skinny arms and bulgy eyes? Megan didn't have time to think about that, because just then she was grabbed by the woman and man from the gardening council who put their arms around Megan's shoulder and posed with her for a photographer who had suddenly appeared.